The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or considered.
America, it's election day. Get on your boots and go vote. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're feeling achy, you didn't take your relief factor, whatever it is. Get up and go vote. Now, 98 million of you, including me, have already voted. Thank you. I think we should set a record today that will stand for a very long time. And most of the people voting today, by admission of both sides, are Trump voters. So I want to see those long line stories. I want you to wait for an hour and a half or 2 hours. But if you go early, that won't be the case. And not just Donald Trump and Mike Pence, but beginning in Maine for Susan Collins and ending up in California for Mike Garcia for Congress, everywhere in between, you got to get out there and vote. Now, I want you to understand, I am neither an optimist nor a pessimist because there's nothing for me to study. There's a lot of polling data, but it was all based on combinations of 2016 and 2018 models, which are irrelevant when you have a record turnout as we are going to have. And by record turnout, I mean off the charts turnout. That's a great thing for democracy, by the way. That shows people have faith in voting. And so I'm not going to tell you what I think is going to happen because I don't know. This isn't a bar exam that I can study for. I can, however, tell you that Team Trump last night sent Nicholas Traynor out. And Nicholas Traynor is the head of their battleground strategy. He had some great quotes. In a lot of places across the country, Election Day is going to look like a Trump rally, said Traynor. That's what it's built for, he said about the GOTV, the get out the vote effort. And he went state by state. State by state. He looked at example of Pennsylvania, for example. So Pennsylvania, the Democrats are going to have a somewhat in the neighborhood of a 750,000 head start, about 750,000 votes ahead heading into tomorrow, probably more than that. What we know right now is there are 2.6 million Trump voters likely to show up tomorrow. There are 1.5 remaining million Biden voters. So Pennsylvania in particular is going to look on election night like an election day vote standpoint, like the president wins in an absolute landslide. However, we know that the margin he needs to win by in Pennsylvania, and that math is available to us from turnout perspective. It means they got to get 2.6 million today. They expect 1.5 for Biden, and he's got a 750,000 lead. That leads to a 250,000 victory for the president in Pennsylvania. Traynor went through other states. This is according to Paul Bedard, who was talking to him. In Ohio, Joe Biden wasted time today to go to Ohio. Weeks ago, the partisan makeup of the electorate in Ohio was Democrat plus 10. Today, it's Democrats plus 0.6, coming into 400,000 net votes for Trump in Ohio. In North Carolina, where the president was this morning, Democrat, he was talking yesterday on Monday, Democrats jumped out to a partisan advantage of 32 points. Today, it's 5.8 plus D, Coming into Election Day 2016, the partisan advantage was Democrats plus 9.7. Again, President Trump has a projected Election Day net cast margin of over 400,000 votes. They think they catch and pass Biden in North Carolina. In Pennsylvania, I told you, in Arizona, Don Jr. is out in Arizona right now. Weeks ago, the makeup of that electorate was D plus 11.9. Right now, it's D plus 1.2. The gap on Election Day was D plus 2.5. President Trump will win Election Day in Arizona by 150,000 votes. That is so key, Desert State. And Martha McSally needs to get your vote every step of the way. They're very confident in Florida. And in Michigan, they've already got a ton of high-propensity voters in Michigan. We have 2 million votes for President Trump left. Trump will need to win Election Day in Michigan by 350,000 votes. And today we project over 400,000 votes for the president. It's same-day registration in Michigan and in Maine. It's same-day registration in Iowa. It's same-day registration in Minnesota and Wisconsin. You can just walk in and vote in those states, in Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota. Just walk in and vote, Wisconsin. We need every Republican. One of these races, I don't know where it's going to be, is a five-vote race, a three-vote race, a one-vote race. So whether you're voting for Tom Tillis in North Carolina or David Perdue in Georgia, or one of the other Republicans, Georgia's got the special, and there are a couple of great Republicans down there, that will go to a runoff. Whether you've got that, or whether you've got the most influential and powerful senator in the United States Senate, not named McConnell, is Susan Collins in Maine. She's in line to be head of the Appropriations Committee. My Mainer friends, get up early, go vote for Susan Collins. Don't be, why would you trade in the most powerful Senate chair of Appropriations, and the most influential senator, and the most respected senator, for a newcomer who will be buried in the Democratic caucus and not heard from for 30 years. Susan Collins has been there working, and you need to get up and vote for Susan Collins. We may have her join us a little bit later. My friends in Iowa are turning out in droves for Joni Ernst. She's won. In fact, Larry Sabato, who is not a friend of Republicans, switched that race from lean Democrat to lean Republican last night because the numbers are just overwhelming. Joni is surging as the president is surging. And so Senator Ernst will be coming back. Same thing is happening for Martha McSally in Arizona. I don't know if Cory Gardner has enough kick. He's closing. I don't know if he's got enough kick. Steve Daines is winning in Montana. Steve Bullock wants to take away Montanans' guns. That did not work so well. What a surprise. John James and Jason Lewis are the underdogs to watch tonight. John James in Michigan, Jason Lewis in Minnesota. It's going to be a wild night, and don't believe anything until 3 a.m. Don't believe a thing until 3 a.m. Because they've got to get these absentees counted. They've got to get the in-person votes tallied. They've got to get the votes in from the rural parts of the state, which are overwhelmingly pro-Trump. It's a real countryside versus the capital election. And it's going to be tight in some places. Like I say, you really can't stay home today. Every single Senate race, look, Mitch McConnell's running away with it. Lindsey Graham needs your vote. He wants to win decisively to stop this nonsense from happening again. They poured $150 million in to beat Lindsey. If we can beat him by 10 points in South Carolina, that will be great. That will crush their hopes and their dreams in South Carolina for many generations to come. So get out there and vote for Lindsey Graham. John Cornyn in Texas should win going away. I don't believe Texas is close. They've been trying to play that PSYOPs game all week long. Don't believe it. You got to act like Baker Mayfield. Can we hear Baker from a couple weeks ago? Cut number 20.
And the good thing about it is we don't have to learn from a loss. We can get better after a win. So, just the mindset of trying to be just a bunch of big, hairy American winning machines is important.
Big, hairy American winning machines. That's what we need to be. Men and women have to get out there and vote today. Donald Trump was all over Michigan last night. Here he is, cut number 18 in Grand Rapids.
We made history together 4 years ago, and tomorrow we're going to make history once again.
He went up to Traverse City. It was cold, and the crowd was enormous. Cut 13.
Joe Biden!
No, cut 13.
Joe Biden!
Oh, no. Stop for a second. Stop. He was playing the reel. I didn't want that. I want cut 12.
Every corrupt force in American life that betrayed you and hurt you is supporting Joe Biden. the failed establishment that started the disastrous foreign wars. They support Biden. The career politicians that offshored your industries and decimated your auto plants, and you suffered for many, many years. I'm telling you, that's why I'm here, I think, primarily. That was the first thing, trade. I said, how could they do that? They supported Biden. The open borders lobbyists that killed our fellow citizens with illegal drugs and gangs and crime that poured into our country. They support Biden. They still do. The anti-American radicals defaming our noble history, heritage, and heroes. They support Biden. They support him. They support Sleepy Joe. And, you know, I signed a law that you take down any of our statues, any of our monuments, you go to jail for 10 years.
Now, I want to close by telling my friends in Georgia, I have a huge audience in Atlanta. The Wall Street Journal's editorial this morning, Georgia may decide the Senate majority. You've got to get out, Atlantans and Macon and all of my friends in Athens and all of my friends in Columbus. You've got to get out and vote for David Perdue and either Kelly Loeffler and Doug Collins. There are two Senate races down there, three great Republicans. David Perdue, you've got to go. Turn around. Tell the boss you were saving the country. You've got to get out for David Perdue and either Kelly Loeffler or Doug Collins. Get out and vote today. It's up to Georgia to save the Senate. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away. If you're going, leave the sinking ship.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I would like to hear from first-time voters for Donald Trump. People who have never voted before, but who are voting for Donald Trump today. Not who have already voted. 1-800-520-1234. Open the lines up, Ben and Harley. So I don't want to hear you tell me about how you supported Trump forever since Iowa of 2016. 1-800-520-1234. I'm still looking at a board that's got all the phones blocked, Generalissimo. Okay, so my computer is messed up. 1-800-520-1234. I want to hear from people who are going to vote today for Donald Trump for the first time that they have ever voted. I'm just curious for some anecdotes about who you are. 1-800-520-1234. Let me check markets as to yesterday. This is brought to you by our friends at Birch Gold. Today, like every day, they will be working to make sure part of your 401k, part of your IRA, can be rolled over into a nest egg of gold and silver, physical gold and silver. I believe it should be 10% to 25% max, minimum of 10%, max 25%. So if you've got $10,000, you ought to have $2,500 in gold and silver that's stored, physically stored by Birch Gold. Now, you find them by texting my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747, they'll send you all the information you need. It's not an obligation. You can study up. You can read it, find out. Or you can go to HughGold.com, HughGold.com. They have got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews. Talk to them. They're extremely knowledgeable. No matter what happens, up or down, sideways, in the market, during a volatile period of time, with an election day and And, I mean, they boarded up downtown D.C. That's just weird. That's just, it's happened in San Francisco, it's happened in Minneapolis, it's happened in New York City. Boarding up the downtown tells you that it's unlikely to be peaceful if Trump wins. And I think, I don't have any predictions. Yesterday, the Dow was up 423 points, the NASDAQ was up 46, and the S&P was up 40. Overseas this morning, everything green. Japan, which has already closed, up 1.39%. Hong Kong up 1.95%. Germany, which is still open, 1.75%. England up 1.7%. Gold up to, my goodness, it went up 0.35% already today. And the 10-year Treasury is at 0.85. Oil is up by 3% this morning. People are expecting a boom. They're expecting a boom. I don't want to read Donald Trump winning into this, but it's the sort of thing you think you get when markets are going to be happy. And markets will be happy if Donald Trump wins. Matt in Sarasota, Florida, you're a first-time voter ever?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
26 years old.
Well, okay, so you skipped two. Why did you skip the last two?
I was just, you know, really uninvolved in politics, and I didn't really feel like my vote would have been impactful in Illinois. That's a pretty blue state, and I didn't think.
So who did you vote for this time, or are you voting today?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump this morning, yes.
Well, are you in your car?
I am.
Do you know where you're going?
Yes, I'm heading over to Costco.
Do they vote at Costco?
Yeah, that's one of the voting centers here in Sarasota.
Now, you know, if you've got the wrong place, you go somewhere else until you file a provisional ballot somewhere, and you take a picture of it when you hand it in. Don't let your vote not be counted. Florida is probably in the bag for Trump, but it might be one of those Chad things.
Right, right. So, yeah, I know this is the one that's like 3 minutes from my house, so it's definitely the...
So, Matt, why are you voting for Trump for the first time you've ever voted at age 26?
Well, to be honest, I've been quite tired of the biased media. You know, Donald's never gotten a fair shake, and, he's gotten quite a few things done, and that's just completely overlooked by the left.
You know, I love, Matt, that the first caller today cites the biased media as a reason for voting for Donald Trump. You are not alone. You are millions of people sick of the media. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Election Day, and Americans are streaming out. I just talked to Jerry in Fairfax. Now, Fairfax County, Virginia, is a blue county. But he voted at one school, and he went to another school, Centerville High School, which has got every parking lot. You know how big parking lots are at high schools. They're enormous. Every stall filled and a line around the block. Parking on the road. People were parked around the middle school. And he said they're wearing Trump paraphernalia. Now, anecdotal evidence is evidence of anecdotes. I'm sure there are some precincts that are, you know, full of slow Joe people. But I'm very excited. I think that the turnout today is going to be overwhelmingly Republican because the Democrats cannibalized their early vote. Republicans like the old conservatives like to vote on Election Day. Now, I voted early because I didn't know where I was going to be. I happened to be home. I could have voted today, but I happened to be home. We're in my red state, Ohio State sweater this morning. Go out and vote red. I'm talking to people who are voting for the first time for the president. John in Columbus, listening on 98.9. Hey, John, on The Answer. Good morning.
Good morning, Hugh. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm wearing my Ohio State Buckeyes sweater, and they beat the Nittany Lions on Saturday night, so I'm great.
Yeah, they sure did. I got my Ohio State socks on underneath all my USA gear, so I'm ready to go.
Good. You're voting for the president?
100%. 100%, Hugh.
Are you voting today?
I'm voting today. First time I'm voting. And much like the last caller, Jerry, there's a laundry list of reasons as to why, but a big one is the media. I mean, I'm 38, And when I was in college, I didn't pay attention to politics that much. And, you know, I really started paying attention once Barack Obama got in office and started to see the dynamic between what the media was saying that he was doing versus what the actual numbers and statistics were. And then once Trump got in office, I mean, everybody can agree, sometimes when he gets there on the microphone or he's on TV, you're getting ready to cringe because of what he might say. But when you look at what he's done for this country, and then you look at what the way the media has reported it, there's no doubt in my mind that the biggest threat in this country is actually the media.
Results matter. He's delivered them, John. So you didn't vote before. You've never voted in your life.
No, never voted. I only said I voted, and then I kept quiet. But I am ready to go today. It's the first time that I'm voting, and I couldn't be more enthusiastic about who I'm voting for. And I sure can see that here in Columbus. I mean, people are ready to go. The people who are all scared to come out for Trump with their signs, with stickers on their car, because of all the backlash that I think, honestly, this media drove towards them, they're sure coming out today. And I hope that they come out in full droves and we give them another 4 years.
John, thank you. Boy, will the media feel spanked if they got it wrong. All their polls, their 15-point lead for Donald Trump. Remember that? I mean, for Joe Biden a month ago. Oh, 15-point lead. What a joke. Tom in Florida. Which part of Florida are you in, Tom?
Hey, Hugh. I'm just north of Tampa in Wesley Chapel, Florida.
The first time you've ever voted?
No, not the first time. I actually voted against Trump in both the primary with the Rubio and the third party in the election of 2000. I was really kind of anti-Trump. I wouldn't call myself a non-Trumper, but his attitude turned me off, and I really thought he'd just be this pragmatic guy who would just make deals left and right. But what won me over was, you know, you look at the way he's governed and what he's done, you know, with moving the embassy to Israel. He had, real wage growth, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have, and he's the first president in my lifetime that we're not in a new foreign entanglement, right? You know, we do
Correct.
Have some foreign wars we're still in, but he hasn't added to it, which is a positive thing in my mind, right? We're not in another war. Right?
And he's done all these judges. One more term for Donald Trump means a judiciary that is back doing what it's supposed to do and an originalist vision of America where people decide and their representatives decide what the law is, not courts.
Actually, this election, I've not only voting for Trump, but I've actually broken a longtime rule of myself that I never actually gave to Senate or congressional campaigns that I wasn't directly voting for. I thought it was wrong. I felt like I was tampering. I've given to Joni. I've given to John Jones. I've given to Martha McSally, trying to hold that Senate majority because the Democrats are just too dangerous to have any power right now.
That's well put. I agree with that. I think they have got to have their fever break, their AOC fever, their fever of Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer is, I think, wild. And I believe people, thank you for the call, I believe people have to vote for Susan Collins to lead appropriations. She's the most powerful, influential senator in the United States, not named Mitch McConnell. And she's from Maine, and people need to get out and vote. They have same-day registration in Maine. I'll have Tom Tillis on today. They got to vote for Tom Tillis from North Carolina. I do not think you can send Cal Cunningham, who during this campaign was unfaithful to his wife in his own house with the wife of a wounded American veteran. And that's low. That's just low, North Carolina. You got to get up and go out and vote. David Perdue, you cannot let John Ossoff go up there and be the AOC of the Senate. John Ossoff, the Democrat in Georgia, is the AOC, wants to be the AOC of the Senate. You got to put David Perdue back. Got to vote for a second Republican down there, Kelly Loeffler, Doug Collins. I don't know which one of them are going to win. They got to get to the runoff, and I'll support whoever wins. Joni Ernst has surged. John James in Michigan has surged. Jason Lewis in Minnesota is the upset special. Martha McSally, the great Martha McSally in Arizona, first female fighter pilot in the United States history. And she is fighting for every vote. You got to get out and vote for her. Susan, let me talk to Laura in San Diego, California. Make sure I cover the four corners. Hey, Laura.
Hi there.
Good morning. You're up early.
I was told not to tell you this. I'm calling from Naples, Italy. We're with the military, and so but it's confusing.
Oh, you're Navy.
In San Diego.
You're Navy.
Yeah.
How's the naval base at Naples?
You know, it's lovely.
Yes.
We were so fortunate to find a good. We don't live on the base.
I've got a family. I've got a military spouse who's dying to get sent to Naples.
Yeah, it's like living in America 50 years ago. Just the way that people take care of family and everything shuts down on Sunday for family day, and it's just lovely.
So, what do you think about this election? You're way ahead of us. You're 6 hours ahead of us.
Oh my gosh, and I can't stay up all night, but I wanted to tell you, I remember the day after it looked like Trump was getting the nomination back in 2016, when Larry Arn was on the program with you, and everyone was kind of crumbling, going, what's just happened? And Larry Arn said, you asked him, what do you think of Trump? And he said, well, Trump's a good man. And my heart sank, because I thought, does he mean in the Aristotelian sense that he's a bad truck, but a good man? Because I just couldn't believe that this was what Larry Arn was saying. And I almost had to walk away from the radio, because I was so, just disgusted with the Trump persona that he put out there. And I could not vote for him. And since I was in San Diego, I thought, you know, my vote doesn't really matter anyway. So I voted all down ticket Republican, but it was, someone memorable that I can't recall right now.
Gary Johnson or someone like that.
No, it was McMullen, because he was just the least offensive of anybody else. But holy cow, and at about 2018, I became really angry at the Democrats for making me a Trump apologist, because suddenly I'm defending the man and looking at the things that he has done with attending the prayer breakfast and all he's done for life, for the pro-life movement, and breathing courage into the Republican Party, or to conservatives more than that, breathing courage into them. I thank him so much for having the fortitude to go all the lengths that he has gone to and endure all the arrows that he has endured. And so, yes, I have voted for Trump, and I am so excited and at the same time holding my breath.
I think you'll be up all night, Laura, even though you're in Italy. You know, get a bottle of wine, get a bottle of Chianti Grand and Chianti Classico, and just settle in. And I'll be on the air from 6 to midnight, so you can just listen to me at HughHewitt.com or on Facebook or on YouTube, and we'll keep you up to speed.
I will take comfort there. And you know what? I have become a Buckeyes fan because of you.
Oh, good. Justin Fields, he's the Hugh Hewitt of football. He's the Hugh Hewitt of quarterbacks. Or people say I'm the Justin Fields of radio. Be well, Laura. God bless. Janie in Georgia. Janie, we really need you to vote for David Perdue. Have you voted yet?
I have, Hugh, and that's exactly who I voted for. Red ticket, top to bottom.
Did you go out early or did you mail in?
I went out the second day early.
Good for you. So you're already banked. Are you helping to get people to the polls today? You calling all your friends and family?
Yes, I am. I've taken today off and do what I can to put Trump back in the White House.
Have you ever voted before?
Unfortunately, I had my teenage daughter who was voting age in the last election, and she talked me into the whole woohoo first woman president. So I did make the mistake of voting for Hillary. I was an uninformed voter. I admit that. I have to say it was divine intervention. I happened to be in my car, which I never am, at lunchtime, and got tired of listening to the same old songs on the radio and discovered Rush Limbaugh, heard that voice, and never went back to radio. Always listened to talk radio from that point forward, and that's how I discovered you, and now I call myself an informed voter.
Good for you,
and
Janie.
Informed listener.
Good for you.
So,
please get. Did you bring her over to the light?
Yes, sir. I finally have. It took some convincing. She lives in Atlanta. She has a lot of liberal friends, but she has crossed over to see the light. So yeah.
Oh,
Janie, yeah. Thank you. I'm going to talk to another Georgian. God bless. Be well. Brandon in Atlanta. Have you voted yet, Brandon? Oh, being screened. William in Los Angeles. You got 30 seconds, William. Did you vote today? Or are you voting today?
I already voted. I never voted before. By the way, Hughes, I remember listening to you on KFI Day, so it's really good to hear.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, 1990.
Yeah, I'm like an old man, you know. I mean, we only had seven letters in the alphabet when I was a kid. That's what made it so hard. I'm just a, I'm just an old truck driver. I really never voted before. But honestly, the reason why I'm voting for Trump now is I'm just driving and there's just chaotic people that are just, they're stopping work, stopping traffic. And they're saying it because, like, not that I'm wrong, but I'm like an evil individual.
That will get you to vote. That will get you to vote, William. I am glad you've done it. Thank you. Got to go to break, but God bless you on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to Hugh Hewitt on election morning. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. I will be here tonight across most of these stations for the Salem Media Group hosting election night coverage, along with Ed Morrissey. I'll be popping up on NBC as well. I have done radio or television on election night since 1990. That was my first radio broadcast with the one, the only, the wrong, Bill Press in 1990 on KFI AM 640. And then in 1992, started TV with KCET, Pat Morrison, Ruben Martinez. Just posted a picture of that on Twitter. And I've done every election night on either radio or television or both since 1990. And we're going to go late and long tonight. I'll be doing the radio from 6 to midnight on the East Coast and then continuing on with NBC until 4 in the morning, grab a couple hours, and then tell you what we know tomorrow during this. I look at this as 27 hours to go until I can go to sleep. That 26 now because this one is done. 1-800-520-1234. My honest appeal to you is be part of something that is huge. Even if you've never voted, a lot of states let you register to vote today. Maine, whose Senator Susan Collins is joining me after the break. Minnesota lets you vote today. Vote for Jason Lewis and the president. Michigan lets you vote today. Even if you're not registered, go in and register and vote. That lets you vote for John James, who could be president in 16 years, within 16 years, if you vote for him today, Michigan. He is such a superstar. John James for Senate. You vote for the president up there as well. Pennsylvanians, get out and vote. You can't register same day in Pennsylvania, but you can go vote. And if you think you're registered and they don't let you vote, ask for a provisional. Fill it out. If you're, you know, got some blue people who are letting you, giving you a hard time. And by the way, I just want to warn everyone, red and blue, if you mess around with voting, you'll be arrested. There is a hunt underway in Orange County for someone who showed up at an election early voting site on Saturday proclaiming to be from the Democratic Central Committee as a liaison to the registrar of voters, and it was a fraud, and they're looking for her. She knows who she is. She had blue hair. That's like that commercial, Geico, don't turn into your parents. They're looking for that person. Don't mess around with people's right to the franchise. That goes for Republicans. That goes for Democrats. That goes for right and left. Just leave people alone. Those people at the polls are overwhelmingly Trump this morning. Overwhelmingly. Let me talk with James in Missouri. Hey, James, welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Have you voted before?
No, sir.
Well, who are you voting for?
Voting for Trump. I'm going to vote red all the way down.
Now, why is that? What made you go this year?
Well, to be quite honest, I just can't handle all the stuff from the media. They have just, I boycotted watching all news, everything. I'm just tired.
What did you get? Why did you do that? You mean Don Lemon is not your friend?
Well, basically because they all are just way out there.
They're all in the bag for Biden. Not all. I mean, most of them are, but they're not fair. They are not fair.
No, they're not. They're totally one-sided. They will not tell you the truth. My dad is 74 years old. Very intelligent man. Okay? Democrat all his life. Well, he hates Trump's personality, okay? But you cannot explain to him nothing because the media has just got him so blind to it. He has no idea of what all is going on with Biden and Trump.
And well, Biden, he's not online, right? I mean, center-right people can get
him online.
Yeah, that's the problem with our generation above 70 is that they really do depend upon cable news and C-SPAN. I wish you would watch C-SPAN. C-SPAN's better than everybody else.
Yeah, he just watches the regular world news, you know, on the local channels. And he just don't have internet. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Get him a radio. Get him me, James. Get him me. Hey, James, I got to get one more call in. God bless, buddy. And tell your dad it's okay. My grandfather voted straight Democrat until he went to heaven at 101. So I got to live that long to offset him. Susan in Sacramento. Susan, are you voting today?
I voted yesterday.
What did you do?
I voted at the for Trump. And I'm 85 years old, and it was my first time to vote.
What?
And... Yes.
Why'd you wait?
There was a reason, a personal reason that I felt I wasn't qualified to vote.
You sound Irish.
But it was something between God and myself.
Are you Irish?
Irish. Yes, I am.
Well, so am I by a couple of generations, but the Irish Americans out there are voting for Trump, you know.
Did you say they're not?
They are.
Oh, they are.
You betcha.
Oh,
we are.
Oh, thank God for that. Which county?
Which county are you from, Susan?
I'm from Dublin.
Oh, well, I've been to Dublin a few times, but my people are County Clare and County Down. I'm a mix of orange and green.
Well, let me tell you something. I had filled in my form. By the way, it's sort of a miracle that I even got to register. But I guess God had a hand in it because he found a way for me to get in contact with the people at the elections office. That person called me and told me that someone had gotten in contact with them to help me to register. And this all happened just in about 2 weeks' time.
And you voted for Donald Trump?
I did vote for Donald Trump.
Well, God bless you, Susan. You did your civic duty, and I'm glad you did. I got to go to break. I'm coming back with Susan Collins. Stay true, Susan, and stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.